With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
It is always a pleasure to have our next guest on the show. Tony Dungy joins us here in a very somber title town, Tony. We're not very happy here still a few days after Sunday's result.
I know. I can't even bring it to myself to call Rodney Harrison. I know he's still in the tank, and it just really was a little bit surprising to me. I thought New England playing at home, and especially with a halftime lead, you feel like they're going to be in the Super Bowl. But you have to give Baltimore credit. They fought and persevered.
When you mentioned the lead at halftime, you mentioned playing at Gillette. When as you watch that game and as you think about it, what would you say happened second half wise that just killed our vaunted New England Patriots?
Well, I thought Baltimore did a good job of changing their offense. They came out, they spread the ball around, went to shotgun, and threw quite a bit in the second half. So they were able to put more points up and made an adjustment there. But I, frankly, was surprised at the New England offense not being able to score in the second half, not being able to punch it in when they got down there close. That was just surprising to me. You don't see that happen very often to that Patriots offense.
Tom Brady made mental error maybe in not calling the timeout quick enough. Is that just something that happens? I mean, you of course had the pleasure.
Well, that's everybody. That's the quarterback. You know, he's sliding and trying to not get hit and trying to figure out where they are. Coach is on the sideline. You know, that's where Coach Belichick is normally at his best, game management. And they just missed an opportunity. So you don't know, with a couple more throws into the end zone, had they scored, possibly it would have been a little different.
Does this affect the legacy of those two, Brady, Belichick, Tony?
It really doesn't. When you look at it, you know, three Super Bowl wins, they've been to a couple more, been to seven championship games. That's the greatest coach-quarterback combination ever to play. And, they'll go to a few more, I'm sure.
What do you think about Tom Brady? You think you should be fined for kicking Ed Reed?
You know, I'm not a big fine person. I don't think that a lot of these defensive players should be fined for the hits that they've had. So I don't think you fine people unless it's really something blatant and intentional.
Well, it does. You know, I kind of agree with you. It is odd to watch that Ridley hit, and there's no fine, there's no flag thrown on something like that, but you got a guy colliding with a receiver in the natural kind of order of things, and immediately the flag is thrown.
Yeah, and there are some bang-bang plays that I see that are getting fined that it's just hard for me to imagine. Having played in the 70s and 80s, and I know we have to move forward, and I know how big an issue safety is, but I think guys are trying to be safe for the most part, and it's just you see penalties on bang-bang plays where guys really don't have any opportunity to do anything else. That bothers me a little bit, but I know safety is important.
So do you prefer Harbaugh or Super Baugh, Tony, if you had them?
I know how those guys feel, and I'm sure they wish the focus would be on the 49ers and the Ravens and on their teams, and we're going to talk about these two coaches for the next 2 weeks, I'm sure, and it is phenomenal for two guys from the same family to lead their team to the same Super Bowl, but these are great teams and a lot of great storylines, and I hope we don't miss out on that. You know, the Colin Kaepernicks and Joe Flacco and Ray Rice and Frank Gore and just what's going on with these players. There's some great stories there as well.
Tony, did you intentionally leave one storyline out?
I'm trying to think.
Well,
which one would that be?
Well, I just want to know what you think about the hullabaloo over Ray Lewis. I mean, what do you think of a guy like that?
Well, you know, guys make mistakes and they grow and mature, and everybody's going to look into Ray Lewis's whole life in the next 2 weeks, and that's probably a good thing because it'll give him a chance to say, yeah, here's some things that happened in my life that I can look back on now, and I'm glad I've changed. I've moved on. I've done things a little differently. From everything that I understand, you know, Ray Lewis has kind of adopted Christian beliefs, and I think he is a changed person. So hopefully that comes out in the next 2 weeks.
Sir, who are you picking, by the way? Have you made your pick yet, Tony Dungy?
You know, I've picked against San Francisco all the way through, and they're playing great. I think they have the better team, but something just tells me that this could be just like Pittsburgh and Jerome Bettis, you know, sending their star out with a win in his last game. I think the Ravens are going to win, not because they have a better team, but they're riding that emotional energy.
No, they're going to win because of your guy, Jim Caldwell. That's why they're going to win.
Well, and that too. No, Jim did a great job in the second half.
Listen,
he really did. He attacked New England in their weak spot. They had a couple of injuries in the secondary.
Sure.
And they picked them apart in the second half. Yeah.
Please, can you stop flashing back to that game, Tony? People are cringing here.
Just painful, I'm sure.
We're not used to it. We don't like it. Now, Tony Dungy, who's our guest, has written a children's book, and it's called Peyton and Eli. Is that what it's called?
No, actually, it's my wife and I. We've written a bunch of children's books for Simon & Schuster. The latest one out is called Justin and the Bully. We've written six or seven. We go into elementary schools and read to kids, and when we talk to young people and say, hey, the next book we write, what should it be about? Overwhelmingly, the elementary school kids said, hey, talk about bullying.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't know it was such a big thing at that age, but wrote a story about a kid who loves soccer, goes out to play, gets bullied, and the big kids don't want him to come back, and the coach has to talk to them about being a good teammate. And so we feel like there's some good lessons in there, and it's been wonderful to do these kind of things and not only write stories for kids to encourage them to read, but also talk about some life problems that we all run into.
Sure.
I think that Rodney Harrison is kind of a bully when you guys are on Sunday night.
Well, maybe that's where I got the idea from. Should have called it Rodney and the Bully. Huh?
You do a great job, Tony. I have one question, and I just want the real, because you talk to football, ex-football players, football players in a non-football atmosphere. What is the true perception of the New England Patriots? Is there that kind of Terrell Suggs hate, or is there respect?
Well, I think there's a lot of respect, but you have to look at you know, how what happens anytime you win, and when you win and you win consistently, everybody's gunning for you. So you have that, you know, where we want to take down the king of the hill. I do think that the Spygate situation fostered some ill will from a lot of people. But overall, I think it's just a respect for how they do things and a respect that they have won over the years.
But Tony, I mean, Spygate, I mean, and be honest, I mean, you know, among players, among coaches like yourself, do players really believe that that was an advantage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
really?
No question. And there are rules that you don't cross, you know, and everybody's kind of disappointed with what happened with New Orleans and the Bounty Gate thing. But, you know, I think you feel like you do everything you can to win, and every advantage, everything within the rules, absolutely. When you cross a line, there's resentment. And I would hate to think that, you know, someone won that didn't play within the rules. So there is. I mean, and does it taint their championships? No, but there's just a, you know, I think there was some resentment there.
Last question, Tony. Did it bother you that Belichick didn't do the interview after the game Sunday?
No, it didn't, because to me, I've been in that situation, and he did everything that the rules prescribe that you have to do. You have to do a post-game press conference. He did that. One-on-one interviews, sit-down interviews are at your discretion, and he chose not to. So, to me, He just did what was within the limits of the league, and he did what he always does. So it didn't strike me as odd at all.
All right, the book is called Justin and the Bully, and Tony and his wife continuing to do good things.
Great job, buddy.
And we'll watch you as the Super Bowl, but Super Bowl gets closer. All right, Tony.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tony.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.